everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Fitness Candor. I am your host, Eric Feigl, and I'm joined here with my good friend and colleague, Ryan Flynn. Ryan, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate taking your time out of your schedule.
No problem.
Ryan is a man of very few words, but the words that he does speak count. So we'll try to pull some info out of him. I've known Ryan for about 5 years. Introduced to him through Corporate Fitness Works. He was our, what was your title? Fitness coordinator.
No,
I was a fitness coordinator.
Fitness specialist.
Yeah. So he's a part-time fitness specialist. He worked at Urban Active full-time. Great trainer, great friend. And I wanted to pick his brain a little bit because he started, he was an athlete in high school and went into college athletics. And maybe that shaped how he trains people today and in his view on fitness. So, Ryan, tell us a little bit about your education and your experience and going from high school athletics to how that training was into college athletics.
I went to Harrison High School. I focused on track and field mostly, and had scholarship to UC, went there for health promotion education as well, did track. So student athlete. Track and field, specifically shot put, did javelin and hammer too.
Okay.
Big
boy stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of training. But the main difference between, you know, high school and college is college, it's everything. It's your life. You start the day, you go to school, and you train year round, and your end meet is not until May. So whereas high school, you do it for 3 months. College, you do it for 9 to 10 months.
Jeez.
So it's a lot of your commitment. And it takes a lot of your time, so you got to be pretty dedicated to it.
But is it more about your, how is the difference in how they programmed for you? What did that look like?
Well, with high school, you know, you only have 2 to 3 months to really hardcore train. So it's kind of hard to, you can program it out, but you don't get a long time to do it. Whereas college, you have to do it over a course of 9 months. So it's got to be really kind of structured, planned out.
Is high school more hands-off, kind of?
A little bit. I guess I was pretty fortunate. Our high school coach was a little more knowledgeable and made it a little more individualized and kind of worked with each person's style that they liked and what worked for them.
Okay.
Adapted. Whereas most high schools are going to be pretty general. And it's going to be go to the weight room, work out for an hour, and do whatever.
Yeah.
I was fortunate. My coach was pretty knowledgeable, studied for like 25 years with it, and knew pretty much what to do. So he was very good. I was pretty lucky.
That's awesome. How did that shape your going into exercise science field? Did it have a role in it at all, or did you just kind of fall into it?
A little bit, I guess. I kind of fell into it. I just really enjoyed working out, seeing how you can change and grow as physical fitness as well. It shapes just your whole attitude and personality towards everything.
Yeah.
The training of it was what I really started liking doing was helping other people that saw what you're doing and like, I want to try that. I can't do that. And then you help them and you coach them and then all of a sudden they start to be able to do it and they just
changes their confidence.
Yeah,
and,
everything.
And that's what's so important, I think.
Yeah.
People don't see that side of fitness.
Mm-hmm.
When they go into it, they only see like a meathead kind of status.
Right.
But if you get somebody who's, especially with young people, who maybe not so confident,
not outgoing,
like high school age.
Confident.
Yeah, and they have no idea what they're doing to begin with.
Right.
They know they want to get stronger. They don't want to look better.
Mm-hmm.
And once they start seeing that, it takes you your self-confidence to a whole new level.
You just get kind of a swagger about you.
And that
you can walk into a room and you can own that room.
Yeah.
And it really carries around to everything else in your life.
And that's a huge, I don't think people really.
It's huge.
Yeah. They don't focus on that as much as just the physical aspect, what that does for you emotionally.
It's
and mentally
not so much about what you look like physically, but the whole mental side of it, that it builds up your confidence and everything.
Absolutely.
Is huge.
So was your, high school coach or, did you have other mentors besides him going into college?
He was the biggest
influence. You still talk
influence.
To him.
Oh, yeah.
You keep in touch with him.
Pretty regularly. He's the biggest influence for sure. I mean, he set everything up for me through my high school career, laying out fitness, what I was going to do. He helped me get into college, set up college letters for me. I mean,
that's awesome.
He's still there to talk to whenever, and he still goes around and coaches kids, even though he's retired, just to do it because he likes to help anybody who's got that wants to listen and has got the potential to be something great.
Put the time in, put the effort in.
Yeah, so he just goes around and does it on his own time, which is pretty cool because a lot of people just retire and don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
So
I know you won't throw stuff. Now, you always say, I'm retired.
I'm done. My arm's done.
I hear you popping it all the time in the gym. I think other people have heard it too. So getting started did you know that you wanted to go into personal training specifically? How did you get into that aspect?
Actually, not really. I was back and forth between personal training and college athletics. That was what I did in college. And obviously, it's a good gateway into college strength coaching. I guess the big reason I didn't want to go into the college side of it, there's just no, it's very unstable. You could be at one place for 2 to 3 years and then something happens with the university and you move on to the next college. And it could be in California, it could be in Colorado, who knows?
Yeah, that's true.
And I didn't want to pick up and move every 2, 3, 4, or 5 years, depending on if the coach was successful or not. So it's a much more cutthroat kind of world. It's very hard to get into.
And it doesn't pay very well either.
It does not pay very well.
Not for the hours
until
you're
at least 60.
Yeah.
And you're there for 13, 14 years.
Yeah.
I mean, before you even do anything.
Yeah. So money's not everything, but it sure doesn't hurt.
No, when you're there 15 hours a day.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then I kind of just started on some general fitness, and that was pretty cool. Started enjoying that a lot, and you can take a lot of the same principles and everything. It's just you gotta realize they're not the general fitness people aren't there trying to win a championship, so you can't push them over the edge quite.
Intensity
is different, and the mental side of it's a little bit different, and because you got to be able to push somebody who doesn't have that killer instinct that wants to win. But they do want to get healthier, but they don't have that same...
totally separate stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Where did you take... So you went straight from... So I knew you had a couple internships in different places.
Couple internships, different styles of places. Yeah. Did, some sporting-type places. And then also did functional fitness styles, did a bodybuilding style gym. So they're kind of a wide range of what you can do.
Yeah, and you take all that and compress it.
You take it all and just mix it into your own little Rolodex of exercises and things you like. And that's what makes fitness pretty cool, because it's not just one thing you can do for every single person.
Right.
You got to be able to adapt, and everyone's got their own style. That's what I enjoy about it.
Yeah, everybody has... Like, of course, people aren't going to like certain exercises.
Right.
It's a given.
Yeah.
But there's certain things that people are going to be more willing to do. As opposed to, I mean, even like the age range, like a 16-year-old athlete or not even a general fitness person, you can have them do the same kind of things as a 90-year-old person is going to do. But that 90-year-old person might be like, I can.
You just kind of adapt it a little bit.
Yeah, you change it, tweak it here and there. Tell us a little bit about your work at Urban Active and how you got into that, and how that compares between now and with working with Mission 5 Fitness, where they're actually your own clients.
I was at Urban Active for about 5 years or so.
Yeah, because we met, and then you were already there.
Yeah, I was there.
I had met Joel.
I actually was at a couple of different spots there, different locations, and I finally settled in down at the Bellevue location. And that was actually pretty cool at the time. When they first got going, that place was really awesome.
Yeah.
They had good trainers. They had just awesome facility. I mean, one of the biggest ones around for sure. So it was really neat. It really helped me build up volume and we'd be there all day just training people. So it was just awesome experience. And then we had a lot of good trainers there. And over time, it kind of changed dynamic a little bit.
Yeah.
But so then I was ready to phase out into more of a private sector of it and do work for myself, do training here. It's different, but it's a lot of the same thing. It's just the way the business works is a little bit different, obviously.
Yeah, you're not the pressure to sell. Someone walks in the door, you don't have that.
Yeah, most people who come to this side,
either.
Yeah, people who come here they know they want to work out. They know they want to get healthy and get in shape, and that's where this is a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah, they're there for a reason. They're not being sold something because they have
it's
to have
a... It's not a package. You're not locked in.
Oh, let me go introduce you to my trainers.
Right. That's why this is so much nicer.
Yeah. And it's more real. You're building real relationships.
Yes. Whereas... I mean, you get people... I've had people for 5-6 years, and it's awesome.
Yeah, you become friends with them. They're you become part of their life. They become part of
their
yours.
Life, yeah.
And it's... I didn't work for Urban Active nearly as long as you did, but I kind of got that gist in the small time that I was there that, you know... I just want to help people. I want to train people. I want to train because I like to train people.
Yeah, it's very much a business.
Yeah.
You got to hit your numbers.
And if
you're
not into that.
You got to do this. You got to do that. And it's just a lot of them don't know what they're talking about. They're just focused on sales.
Yeah. Because you started out as a...
I did sales briefly as a training director.
Training director, that's right.
Which they call it a training director. Basically, it's sales.
Okay.
That's fine. but I got out of it shortly because I wanted to focus on training and helping people.
Sure.
And you... get totally taken away from that when you are more on the sales side. So.
Yeah. You probably start to, you start to step back from everything that you, all the knowledge you just gained is almost like it's useless.
You don't get to use it. Yeah.
So with all that combined, what we kind of, I guess, hit on a little bit, what is your philosophy when it comes to training people? Because I think everybody in Mission 5 has a little bit of the same, a little bit of the own, and I think you and Joel both have been college athletes where, you know, some others have just been high school athletes, recreational athletes. So and that, I think that's a difference in mindset and in training styles.
I guess philosophy is, I mean, mostly it's just to get somewhere. You got to find what works for each person to, you want to be successful through everything in your life. I want you to be able to cut your grass, build a swing set, do whatever you need to do, but be able to do it and not be hurt.
Yeah.
You know, and if it can decrease your stress, make you happier, it's going to affect everything else in your life, your relationships, your work, everything's going to be better. And you can do all that through fitness. I mean, if you're sick, you're overweight, it all goes back. Go work out.
Yeah. Mentally.
Yeah.
There's always time for something too. We hear a lot of
you
that.
Can do something.
Don't have time for it. There's always time for it. It doesn't have to be.
Right. There's always 30, 40 minutes in a day to go do something.
20, 30 minutes. The intensity level is the big thing, though. And I think that's what coming to see a trainer, not only to hold you responsible.
Oh, yeah. Responsibility, but, intensity level of it. It's just so much more. If you can do 20 minutes, why wouldn't you maximize the best you could possibly do in that 20 minutes?
Instead of just going through, you know, maybe a half-ass workout and you're like, you know what? I think 15 reps feels good. I'm done here.
Right.
Well, you got somebody standing over you like, no, you do have five more sets or five more reps in you. That's a huge difference. When let's talk a little bit about the corporate side of things, because you kind of...
I did it for a while.
Yeah, we were together in that, and you kind of went... everything kind of fell into one. Almost, you had to get out of there as soon as Urban Active kind of figured out your little... you were going to leave anyway.
I was going to leave, but... It's just a slower world. It's a lot. You got to deal with a lot more, I guess, the corporate side of it.
There's a lot
more things you got to follow. The people that you deal with just kind of have a different mindset about it. And they're not harder to work with, but
they're
harder to.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. They're not as willing to change.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah, you have to have that readiness to change, and it comes full circle.
Right.
They have the best facility over there. And
they were kind of being forced into it, not willingly.
Yeah.
So you just, it's harder to work with them.
Absolutely.
Because you want them to be successful, and they need it. And the one that took advantage of it, they do awesome. But it's maybe 1 out of 10 in a corporate fitness setting.
Good luck.
Right.
Where do you see the future of personal training headed? Where do you think
it's a hard short question.
Term, long term? It is a hard question because there's so many aspects of it right now too.
I mean, there's so much. I think you're going to get more into little gizmos and gadgets that people are going to come up with to
as technology advances, that kind of thing.
As technology keeps growing, you're going to see new pieces of equipment that are going to do this and that to you and help decrease the tension on this or that, but I think when it comes down to it, it's not going to change that much from the basics of, you know, the original Olympic lifting styles, push-pull. It's all going to go back to that in
the end. Basic strength.
Because it's stood the test of time so far.
Yeah. Yeah, you can wear as many bands like one I have around your wrist. It may catch your interest for a little while.
If it helps you, get out there and do it. It's done its purpose.
Yeah.
But you still have to go do it.
Yeah, you have to get... there's still not going to be anything invented that's going to do everything for you.
Right.
You can wear a belt. You can wear, you know, do the ab roller 5,000 times a day. But if you're not pushing through full body motions...
Just be consistent.
Being consistent.
That's huge.
And it doesn't have to be... You know, an hour every single day. It's what people don't understand.
But a few times a week.
Yeah.
Just doing something. It makes a world of a difference.
And of course, there's the nutrition side of stuff we don't have to touch on. I think everybody, that's you can really beat that one to death.
Yes, that is a big topic.
So, kind of staying along the same topic, do you keep up with college training still that much? Or are you kind of...
Not as much.
Not as much?
No, I've been kind of out of that world for a little while. But, you know, I know some people in it, and it's very much Olympic lifting style. They got a lot more of the tires and chains now.
Okay, they're starting to bring that kind of stuff in.
Oh, yeah, big time, which is cool. It's neat. It works.
It's all part of that big round fitness.
Yeah.
Just
another thing they can do.
Yeah, really big in shape.
Mm-hmm. You got to be able to move some heavy people when you're playing football, and the tires are great.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to simulate doing the Olympic lifts and some of this. Some of the motions are kind of hard to replicate.
Right.
The tires come in handy and the chains are great. It's just another tool that you can use.
Yeah.
To get where you want to get.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. I think when people start to talk about Olympic lifts and things like that, that's all they think about when it comes to college athletics and baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Football, basketball, even in the majors. But I think to make a good athlete overall, you have to have a well-rounded
section. I mean, we didn't just lift. I mean, we had days where we went to the pool. We did days where we went to the track and actually ran and did sprints. We did stairs. We did basketball games. I mean, you have to be able to just be athletic.
Be conditioned.
Yes, be conditioned.
For anything, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though you were just... People might look at you like, well, you just stood up there and threw stuff.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
There's way more to it than
so
that.
There's so much more into it. It's so technical.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, half an inch this way, half an inch that way, is a matter of several feet.
That's crazy.
In your throws. And you don't realize that until you dive into it a little more. But it's very technical.
And once they start pushing you a little further and you start to really... Is that when you really... When you were in high school, was that a huge goal of yours before your coach said, look, you have talent, could do this?
No.
You didn't think about it? You're just like,
I just started track just to do something.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't do a spring sport, and I was looking for something to do, and I did it, and I wasn't too bad at it. And then I'm pretty coachable, and he kept working with me, and then started getting a little better, and then I was like, all right,
when all that technical
not too bad
stuff
at this.
Came in, is that when you were like, oh wow, I can really make this into something?
Yeah, because that's when it's cool. It's more than just throwing. It's like you got to do so many little things, and it's like you do it right. It's like it's so easy.
The challenging yourself.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you throw in 16 pounds in college. It sounds heavy, but it feels so easy when you do it right.
And just everything clicks and works together.
It lines up like it's supposed to. It's no problem.
I imagine it'd be just like a pitcher throwing a pitch or baseball.
It's effortless when you do it right.
Just pink, everything just works.
Yeah, it's effortless.
That's so cool. That's awesome. Yeah. I think that is probably my favorite thing about all fitness levels is when you see somebody that you've been trying to do a deadlift or a kettlebell swing, right? And it's struggling. You can see they're frustrated. Maybe you're kind of frustrated. You're like, you know what? Okay, let's just go into something else. You keep coming back to it. And that one day, they get three or four. I kind of got goosebumps.
Perfect.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh, there you go.
Easy.
But you see their face light up.
Mm-hmm.
They get it.
It's an awesome achievement.
Yeah, it is. It's super cool. And that just... And again, that translates across their entire day. They're going to walk out feeling accomplished.
Yeah. Or tell all their friends and just glow about it.
Yeah, and their friends are going to be like, man, if you're, you know, you're just going to inspire somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You inspire somebody else, and you keep going. And that's just another aspect of fitness. I'm glad we mentioned that because I don't think we brought that up. This is episode number 7 or 8 or something, and we haven't talked about really the inspiration that fitness can give to people. I think that's so huge. And if it's in, you know, college athletics, if that's where it begins, I know I have a lot of friends who and you're not like this, of course, but who played college athletics, and after they're done, they're like, I'm not working out.
Yeah, well,
I'm not going to touch weights.
I know a lot of people about it. It's your life for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
We had practice 3 times a day.
Right.
And you work out 3 or 4 times a week with weights. It's just a lot.
Constant.
Sometimes
when
you're done, you just want to be done for a while.
I know some people who have gone back and like, all right, I need to start getting back into shape.
Yeah, and it's hard. It's hard because you're used to having that coach to push you and make you do it.
Yep.
And that's where it's hard. And that's where you need a trainer because it makes you do it.
I was going to say, do you think it would be beneficial if somebody – like, what's the likelihood of one of your buddies coming to you and say, man, I need to get back in it, but I just can't get myself into it? I mean, have you had that? Have you trained some of your old
– Yeah, I have a hard time actually doing it by myself. I'm so used to having a partner with me that – just that a workout person to help push you as I push them.
Right.
So I need it and they need it. I've had a couple of my old training partners like, we got to work out. Like, I just can't do it without you. And you need somebody to make you do it. Cause you're used to having that, like that team with you, that camaraderie of doing it together.
Yeah. Getting and that accountability factor too.
Yeah. That's huge.
Yeah. that's funny because you hear about like all the professional athletes that don't train and you hear all those kind of stories and you're like, man, how is that even possible? And then you see them 10 years after their career's over and it's like, ooh, man.
Yeah, they've gained 50 pounds.
You probably should have done something.
But
like
it's your life and you just need a break from it sometimes.
Yeah.
I get it. It's just – it's hard to imagine for people who haven't done it.
Yeah.
But
they're for dead. It's just like having a job.
Right.
If you're a postman for 25 years or something,
last thing you want to do is go home at night by yourself and deliver mail,
or separate your own mail.
Right.
Or something.
That's not what you want to do.
I don't know. Like
you need to do something different.
Name something like a computer programmer. You go home and sit in front of a computer another 8 hours. Right. You know. Oh my God. Right. Well, that's cool, man. What other kind? Do you have any projects you're working on? I know you're pretty centrally focused on training only, but have you?
Yeah.
You got anything else going on the outside? You're getting married soon.
At the wedding. Whoop. Couple weeks.
She might listen to this.
Nah.
She might want to be happy about it.
I'll post it afterwards.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Yeah, you're just coming up pretty soon.
I've been pretty focused on that this year. So.
Yeah, you've got a lot of stuff going on. That's awesome,
Been busy.
Yeah. You're almost done, though, right? What else
10 days.
Do you have to do? Just say I do, right?
I hope so.
Put a ring on it.
Get out of here.
If people want to get a hold of you... Mm-hmm. And ask you more questions about maybe there's a high school or college athlete listening to this. How can they get a hold of you?
You can hit me up at either ryan@mission5.com or rflynnpt@gmail.com. Or you can reach out at my phone anytime. It's 513-519-3504.
Awesome.
And I'll take anybody. Any calls, questions?
Comments, concerns?
Sure.
Awesome. Well, man, I think we'll wrap it up. I just kind of want to get your take on how you train and how, you know, the athletic side of things works. We haven't touched on that, and I think you did a pretty good job of wrapping all that up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. I think next week – actually, no, I take that back. I'm going to start trying to focus on doing 2 podcasts a month instead of just trying to pump them out. I'm going to try to find people that are more instead of just getting it watered down. So I'm going to focus on keeping everything nice and tight and – maybe a little more spaced out. Plus, I don't want to get burnt out. So I'll be back in a couple of weeks with somebody new, and we'll have an awesome conversation, I'm sure. Ryan, I appreciate it again, man.
Thanks.
You're awesome. Thanks for taking your time out. Let's go get some lunch.
All right.
All right. See you guys.